This is Debbie Fant at the Port Charlotte Irish American Club meeting on Tuesday,
January 12th, 1988. Before I play this, I want to tell you where I was. I'm about to leave. We had first confessions for 90 little ones tonight. So I was with them. That's why I'm late. Pat wouldn't tell you that. But these are the confessions for me, I'll tell you. I'll make up for it. I'll play one for soon. I'll start with one or two tricks. When Irish hearts are happy,
The truth in her eyes. rose of the summer, yet it was not her beauty alone that won me. I know 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kam Rasnam and Kam Lakin. Thank you. down there, hurry up. Come on, Charlie.
He says,
who created the world, the little fellow says, God created the world, Bishop. Or he goes to the bishop, Professor Down. He calls the little girl and he says, can you tell me, he says, who died in the cross for us? And the little girl says, Jesus Christ died in the cross for us, Bishop. Or he goes to the bishop, Professor Down. Father, the little fellow doesn't know, he has a stammer. Said to the little kid with the stammer, can you tell me about the three divine persons? The kid says, the Father, Holy Spirit. Father, you say to the bishop, the kid says, the Father, Holy Spirit. I don't understand, says the bishop. The kid says, you're not supposed to, it's a mystery.
the Murphy, he wanted to fly out here, never had gotten a plane. As a matter of fact, he didn't want it. But the son, the same guy. The son insisted he was going to fly out to see him in New York anyway. So what does he do? He gets on the phone and he calls Shan. Evidently the girl that was there at that time was new on the job. Of course they are there. And Murphy says, could you please tell me, he said, how long does it take to fly to New York? Well, she didn't know after that, so she said, just a moment, and he said, my God, I hung up.
He goes to a motel one day, and he says to the lady at the desk, how much does it stay in this place? She said, it's $15 a night. This is the mirror, the bathroom of a mirror. No, he said. And she said, why? Because he said, I have a bad memory for faces.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. You know, I think we all would like to hear him play one more tune in that flute. I think he would.
How about a horn pipe?
Down the street. And there was a kid about 7 years old, he's walking up, and he said, young fellow, he said, could you tell me where the post office is? He said, yes, sir. He said, go down to the first light, he said, and make it right. And when you get down to the next light, he said, you'll see it right and your left. He said, thank you very much. He said, you're a very smart young fellow. He said, you go to church? He said, no. Well, he said, you know, he said, I'm having service this evening at the church. Why didn't you come there, he said. Maybe I can show you the way to heaven. He said, how the hell can you show me the way to heaven when you're going on your way to the post office?
was a Protestant and a Catholic, and one was Jimmy Baker. And they asked how they each accumulated their money. And the Protestant minister says, "Well, I draw a line down the center of the church, and what goes on one side I keep, and what goes on the other side I give the Lord." Talked to the Catholic priest, and he says, "How do you do it?" He said, "Well, I draw a circle in the middle of the church, and what falls in the center of the church, the circle, I give to the Lord, and what falls outside I keep." And they said to Jimmy Baker, "You've got such a vast amount of money. How do you do it?" He said, "I throw it all in the air. What the Lord catches, he can keep. The rest I keep."